From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Testing.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's 4 o'clock and time for prog rock on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, we've been listening to The New Trolls from 1974's Tempi Dispari. We just listened to the whole first side, that's 7-4 Sette Corti. The New Trolls, that's a live album by the second lineup of the band. New Trolls was the original name of the lineup. They would then have a bit of a semi-breakup. Some of the members split off to join another, or to form another prog rock band named Ibis, and the New Trolls released an album called Atomic Systems, and then they kind of became officially or unofficially known as the New Trolls Atomic System. This is the second release by The New Trolls from 1974, as I said before. That's Vittorio Descalzi on guitar, Giorgio De Adamo on bass, Renato Rosser on keyboards, Tullio De Episcopo on drums, and Giorgio Baiocco on saxophone and flute. You're tuned into Starro Junction on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, community-driven radio made by people just like you. It's 4:18. Thanks for joining me here in the station. Hope you're all having a good Saturday. And yes, it's finally cold outside. Here's the second side of that album. This one is going to be about 16 minutes long, pretty much, or almost exactly half the album per side. And this one gets a little heavier and a little more experimental, maybe a little more involved, as you may have been able to tell by the ending of that first track. So here is The New Trolls Atomic System from 1974's Tempi Dispari, the second side, 13-8 Tradicio Tavi. Thank you. from 1969. That was Deep Purple with Faultline and the Painter. Faultline was that little instrumental in the beginning. Interesting, very interesting for 1969. A little piece of music with some backwards guitar and some effects, courtesy of organist. Oh my God! No, I forgot his name. John Lord. I was going to say Ian Paice. Of course, Deep Purple, the first lineup, Rod Evans on vocals, Richie Blackmore on guitar, John Lord on keyboards, Nick Simper on bass, and Ian Paice on drums. Maybe the best drummer of the 70s and the 60s, Mr. Ian Paice. And before that, Neutral's Atomic System with 1318, the second side off of their live album, Tempi Dispari. From Italy, Neutrals was formed in the late 60s and would break up temporarily. Some of the members would go on to form other prog bands, and Neutrals turned into Neutrals Atomic System, which released two albums in more of a jazz fusion style. Then they reformed under the original name, Neutrals. That's a nice band to check out if you haven't heard of them and you're a fan of prog or fusion, especially from the so-called classic period. They have a great reputation, but something of a cult band and a little bit obscure, so you may not have heard of those guys before. 442 here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in. Here's a song by Mr. Jean-Luc Ponty featuring Mr. Frank Zappa. This is King Kong. Thank you.
Thank you. that he had planned were made to go his way. All affairs he had collected and salted away, made his lips turn in a smile. Just then, looped the rat from down below, called to Dumbleville. He said,
listen to those madmen wail. They've been at sea for 90 days without the sight of land. No, it doesn't look so good to me. No, it doesn't look so good at all.
The captain pondered what the rat had said till he could think of nothing more. Then he threw his crew into the foaming sea at least 1,000 miles from shore. And he danced a jig until the dawn, sang a loyal captain's song, drank a pot of steam and rum, did all the things that loyal captains do. The rat looked hard at Gunboat Bill, and he said in a serious style,
hey everybody, that was Little Feat from 1969, one of the great, great Southern rock bands off of their first album, 1969, with Crazy Captain Gunboat Willie. That's the last song off of their phenomenal first album. Bill Payne on vocals, Lowell George on guitar and harmonica, Richie Hayward on drums, Roy Estrada on the bass. Before that, a couple tracks by Jean-Luc Ponty and his band off of King Kong. JLP plays the music of Frank Zappa. We heard King Kong, that's a Mothers of Invention song. And after that, How Would You Like to Have a Head Like That? That's a Jean-Luc Ponty original with Frank Zappa on the guitar. 4:57, and you're tuned into Star Road Junction on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. As always, thanks for tuning in and supporting community-driven radio. Thanks for supporting music that doesn't suck. Thanks for supporting something that isn't about profit and isn't about corporations. All about the music and all about people like you who are enthusiasts and regular members of the community, or maybe special members of the community, who just like to tune in and support something that's real. And on that note, I'm going to play another full album. Not sure exactly how long I'll be playing two full albums for during the next couple months, however long I'll be doing the show again. But there's an album I've been meaning to listen to lately. It's the first album by Can, or as they were sometimes known, The Can, from 1969, Monster Movie, by the great krautrock pioneers, probably you would say originators. Hold Drzewiecki, Michael Caroley, Jackie Libeszait, Urban Schmidt, and Malcolm Mooney. If you're not super familiar with Can, maybe you know the later ones like Tago Mago. This is not Damo Suzuki on vocals. This is Malcolm Mooney, the American beat poet. So it's coming in at just over 38 minutes long. It'll take us till about 5:40. First side is three tracks: Father Cannot Yell, Mary Mary So Contrary, and Outside My Door. And side two is You Do Right. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.